honestly, your life story, dude. No, but like, you know, see, actually, you know, go make difference because you didn't ask.
Hey, this is Jel.
Welcome, 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 guys. So, probably on my social media, you'd have seen that I'm pushing images about my podcast and how soon it's coming. Finally, it's here. This is the first episode. On my podcast, I just put together affluent people, affluent friends around me to talk about various issues that basically bother around society. So on this podcast series, you'd hear episodes on music, you'd hear episodes on sports, episodes on depression, rape, you know, so all those stuff that bother around us and are living as people in the society. Being my first episode, I brought together a few of my friends to just help me out. Let's just talk about some one or two things, you know, just to get the whole series going. Should I introduce you guys? Oh, no, you call me go. Call me go. No, I don't want to introduce you.
Hi, this is Jolomi.
Hi.
I'm a student and I'm MC Nell's friend. I print t-shirts and he invited me to come on the show just to talk.
Wow, you're making it so special. Oh, ladies, please, he has dreads, by the way. Next. Why are you laughing? Go.
Hi, I'm Adom. Some people call me Graeme. That's my nickname. It's not my real name, by the way. And yeah, I have a YouTube channel, Graben. Oh, I'm on a break at the moment. I'm very sorry.
Why are you doing adverts? And you're doing adverts.
Do an ad. Yeah, and I'm the voice of his jingles, though.
Yeah, so if you heard my jingle, you know, like, she's the girl on there.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not serious. Who's going next? Okay.
Hi, I'm Bernard, and then I'm a student. I'm MC Nell's friend.
Yeah,
also
student? Yeah, next, get on with this.
Hi, I'm Laura Bech.
I'm
Alan's friend, MC Nell's friend. He invited me to be on the podcast, so yeah.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so where do we start from? How's school, guys?
School, currently.
Yeah, right now.
You have no idea. School is like...
It's trash, man.
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's become very tough.
How about you, Adam? How's school on your end?
Me, for me, school is very good, though. You so know, like,
see
as long
that
as...
I get in the A's and...
The Holy Spirit is giving me A, so school is very, very good. Yeah, understand. You just have to focus, B. Just believe in yourself. Some people...
No, but Adam, do you mean I'm not focusing?
Are you telling her that she's not focusing?
Yeah, like, it's very...
You're moving to the people that's not getting the A's, man. You're moving to them.
You know, the thing with school is that we students, to be very honest, you know, if we all sit down and learn every day, we can pass.
But you know,
we all just wait.
No, it's honestly. Do you think we don't know that? Honestly.
Talking about the Holy Spirit, but who no gets Holy Spirit? Charlie, the school day stress me.
The school day be stressing.
It be stressed, bro.
It be stressed.
I really won't give up, Charlie.
Mr. Rastaman.
Right now,
how
school.
Class day? No, you like this. I didn't want you to say you enter class right now. How the lecture do you want you?
The thing is, most of them, they don't really talk about the hair.
Uh-huh.
It's more like, these university students, they are doing it again.
They are doing like their thing
this
again.
This is their thing. But school is actually a
basically week. Everybody's stressed over here.
The class is plenty.
What do you guys do? You said you print shirts. What kind of shirts do you print?
Yeah, for now, I print t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few designs, like, stay away from me.
You're the brain behind that thing. Yeah.
And also, we have Nashin. We have, like, Vagina with the Vans V.
Hey!
Yes.
Mr. Jolomi-san.
But those are just a few of our designs. But, like, I'm trying to see them around. Like,
are you single?
Right now, I am.
But see, why you just relax when you answer? Why you
but
just
true?
No, that's I'm not saying it's not true, but you're like right now.
Yeah, right now, currently
you have plans
in the near future. I can't see the future. I mean, a few days there, why?
How about you, Laura? What do you do apart from school? Do you have anything going for you?
No, I don't have a side hustle.
You don't have a side hustle.
Yeah.
So your side hustle is be Alan's friend, then.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting.
Yeah, and also people's friends.
Are you single?
Yes, I'm very, very,
hey,
very
Laura.
Single. Yeah.
Hey.
Very single and ready to mingle.
Why is everyone just coughing all around? Why can't Laura be single?
Why are you coughing? Maybe you know of a relationship I'm in that I don't know.
Maybe someone is dating her, you bob. You can be like, yo, this boy says he's dating you, you bob. That kind of thing.
I don't
be single.
Oh, but no, so why?
But you're single.
Why? Relax,
Wait, okay.
I want to know that I'm...
Aren't you single? Do you have a boyfriend?
But I'm
single.
Yeah,
you really are.
And yeah, I waited till 2020, but you know, any suitors, just come and let's like, you know, just
bro,
talk as friends and
the advert's nice, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Bernard, yeah, I know you sell shoes. What else? You have a girlfriend too. What
yeah,
else?
Just that, bro.
So you I just know, it's basically know everything about you. I do
says everything this. Already.
No, they say they want you to pay me so you but like they want
I have
you
a girlfriend.
Eesh, serious. So basically what we are going to do today on the podcast is being my first episode, I don't want to do like much. I just want you guys like just throw random questions at me, stuff you figured or stuff you might have heard, rumors. I'll just confirm some or debunk some, you bob, just random stuff like that. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. How do you combine school with work?
Wow, this question, I've been asked this question so many times. Well, schooling and working, it isn't exactly easy combining both, but then I found like a divide between the two. I know when to do what and when not to do what.
Okay.
So you realize that between Monday to Thursday, I'm mostly on my school stuff.
Okay.
Then maybe Thursday to the weekend, there's work there. You
okay.
So then I've just found the right balance between like the two things. And
okay.
It's working fine for me. I mean,
okay.
Then we are trying. We are not there, but yeah, we are trying.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What is your source of motivation, if I may ask?
My source of motivation? It is the urge to do well.
Okay.
The urge like to get a better future, the urge to put up a better life for myself because I feel like I deserve it. So, yeah, that's more like the reason why I do what I do. And I know it'll get me there, so I'm not shaking at all. Okay. All
right, that's fine.
That's fine. Hey.
So, when you were a kid, did you ever like anything relating to DJ?
Are you asking me about my childhood? Like,
okay.
I'm not expecting anything about my childhood.
Questions, B. You're not supposed to know the questions.
Well,
so,
what do you want to know? My childhood.
Did you ever, like DJing? Or, like, did it interest you? Or MCing?
Not really. Honestly, no. When I was a child, no. All I cared about was, like, playing and food.
Not that
honestly,
that young.
Honestly,
like,
I was just, like, some fat boy walking around. I'm serious. I'm serious, I was fat. Like, Kwame knows. When I'm in school and I'm coming, you see me with my bag, like some rolling ball. Like, I'm just coming. Honestly. So, I just pretty much cared about food. I just cared about food and playing around. It was more like after SHS that I got interested in this whole DJ MC thing.
So, after SHS, as in during the vacation? Or
yeah, it was during the vacation.
School. So,
yeah,
that's when
vacation.
You started?
Getting the interest.
So when like did it start? Like when did it start? Like one day you just saw someone.
No, it's not like I saw someone. It's like, so it was the time after WASI. During that time, I listened to a lot of music. So I don't know. I just one day I just felt like, and I like radio too. So I mean, I listened to the DJs. I liked what they did, and I felt like, yo, I can do this. So one day I just downloaded Virtual DJ on my laptop at home. I just put two things together, found my way around, and yeah, and that was it. And it has been a fun experience. I mean, you meet a lot of people, you meet all kinds of people, yeah, so it's actually a fun experience. What's up?
I heard about Allen when I was in SHS.
Hey!
SHS, yeah. SHS.
No ways, how did that start? No, tell me, how did that go down?
I mean, I had classmates in your class.
Uh huh.
I went to a Brie Girls.
She went to a Brie Girls.
I used to corporate radio, so I used to go attend vacation class. In
no,
BK.
But how did you hear about me? You
I
attending
mean,
classes doesn't.
No, like. I just wanted to know who the head was.
I beg.
And I think one time I saw him and someone pointed him that, yeah, that's him. Yeah. He was the head boy.
Who said I was head boy?
I know you are the head boy.
You are the one saying I was head boy.
So
who said me? I'm not saying
I
was head boy.
I want to know how you deal with that. Like, I mean, people from your school, like teachers and the juniors who used to look up to you.
Who said they were looking up to me? No, like, honestly, I won't exactly say people believed in me, but I get your question. Like, people
yeah.
who used to
like,
see
you
so high up there.
How do you deal with that? You know, the whole MCing thing and the
drift
DJ.
Between
yeah.
MC, school prefects, and
school
now
prefects
you're a DJ.
And now you're DJ, yeah.
The drift, the thing is, in SHS, I don't know, I try to make everyone around me feel, like, as comfortable as possible. So, I mean, there isn't really much change. Obviously, there are those people that look at you like, hey, head boy, now DJ. Like, no, it's because of the stereotype of around the whole DJ thing.
Yeah.
That DJs, maybe, you know, they don't finish school and all of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not that kind of person. I was a head boy. Yeah. And they are actually DJs who are doing well. I mean, they went to school and all of that. So
I mean, anyone can be a DJ.
Anyone can. Because yeah, DJ. So the stereotype is actually broken. But how they go about it, I don't know how they see me. I don't know. It's like it's more like their problem.
Yeah. Has it changed? Do you think it has changed?
Well, not like you don't. People don't exactly move to me like you. I used to see you like this. I see like right now you're like this. And me, if you move to me like that, self, I don't know. I don't go biz because I feel like I should be allowed to do what I want to do.
And how in the beginning, uh-huh, when you told your parents about it, I mean that you were leaving.
Wait, which of my parents? Because not all my parents know I do this. My mom knows I do this, but my dad is like, you're supposed to like finish. So my dad is like very reserved about it.
That's what I was going to ask you about. So that's how are they dealing with it?
My mother is fine. I mean, I'm giving her the results. So yeah, but my dad is like, no, I want only results. I don't want anything else. But my mom is like, if you can manage the two, then that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
but my dad, he actually had a serious argument with me one day because I went to Honey Circle and I came home late. And he was like, why do you keep coming home late? I'm like, it's not like I want to come home late. This is the kind of thing I do. He's like, okay, then stop. I'm like, no, I don't want to stop. And we came some serious fights with like that. But yeah, it's my father. We got along eventually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you did French earlier. Like, you had some French classes.
Don't say
right?
My French. I'll go say the French. What's up? Yeah. I did French. Yeah.
No, like, you were doing French, mm-hmm, and you did Russian, like, level 100 there, right?
Yeah.
So, like, are you, like, into foreign languages or...
Well, I mean, yeah, I am, because the kind of thing I do and the kind of plans I have, internationally, obviously, you'd have to learn, like, some one or two things in a different language. So, yeah, I'm open to learning them.
So, right now, how many languages do you speak?
English, Russian, French, Ghana. Wait, I look how languages allowed.
Yeah.
No, it's just more like four languages.
Four.
Yeah.
You have
because my cheese is bad. So yeah. I don't want to add it. So like four and a half.
So do you have any plans of learning any more languages? Is there a special language?
Any more languages. Let's see. Probably. With time. You see, the more you move around, the more you pick up stuff and cultures from other people. So obviously, yeah, I might learn one or two things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it can work.
Whatever comes along, or do you have one in mind?
No, I don't have one in mind. Whatever comes along. And I mean, I'm open to the international girls too. So, I mean, I want to befriend them. I want them to increase my network. So, yeah. What are my favorite stuff? My favorite color is, I don't know. Is it normal that I have five favorite colors? I have five colors I like to wear.
How many colors are even there? You have five favorite ones.
Why can't I have five favorite colors?
What are your favorite colors?
Black, blue.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Pink, purple, and green.
Ah, why black?
Who doesn't like black? I do.
I like black.
She does. You don't like. Why don't you like black?
Black
why
is
don't
like
you like black?
Sad.
Black is sad.
Creepy. Like just sad. Like just dull. Understand?
Okay. Wait. What color do you like? What color do you like?
No. Like,
what color do
I
you
don't
like?
I dislike black, but black is like.
No, but
sad.
What color do you like?
I like.
Why are you
I
laughing?
Like red.
You like red. That's enough. Your opinion on colors doesn't matter.
No, but
your opinion on colors don't matter,
black.
Honestly.
Have you seen...
Red is better than black?
Red is better than black.
Have you seen red?
Red is better than black.
When a person in red shows up, can you see the person is like, like a traffic light.
Have you seen like rose
oh,
red?
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, we have shades of red, boo. We have shades of red.
Obviously, there are shades of...
We have shades of red.
Oh, are there shades of black? There are shades of black? Yes, there are shades of black. Matte black. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
No, but we have more
so
shades
then I'm allowed
of red
to like five favorite colors. I'm allowed to like five colors.
You know five colors, they are white. Don't
no.
Wait,
I like,
colors
I like black.
One.
I like blue. I like green. I like purple. I like pink.
And see the combination too.
Yeah.
If you add all of them.
How you, who's going to add all of them?
There's not even rainbow colors out.
Wow, I don't. Wow.
How do you relate on social media? Do you have people like DMing you saying, I like what you do. Can you like give me some tips? Or maybe the opposite. If people come and say, I don't like you, like you should stop. That kind of stuff.
Let's see. With my social media, really, my relations on my social media, they are, should I say, I'm very friendly on social media. Well, it depends on where it is. If it demands interaction like Twitter, I can say I'm very, very friendly. But if it's Instagram, I'm a bit dormant. Facebook, I don't use Facebook again. Snapchat too, I'm very friendly on there. Then WhatsApp. I don't know. If you text me randomly on WhatsApp, I don't know. I'm sure I might or might not reply. But with Twitter, because why I won't reply on WhatsApp? It would depend. Well, I would reply the first time, but if I realize the conversation isn't going anywhere sensible, I'd be forced to just ignore you. But with Twitter, you realize that that's where I use most of the time. That's like my favorite social media app right now. And Snapchat too, yeah. So I talk to random people a lot because you realize there are a lot of different accounts on there. There are people that tweet sense. There are people that tweet a lot of stupidity. I happen to relate to everyone, unfortunately. But then again, it's actually a good thing because it gives me exposure to all kinds of people. But also the bad side of that is it has given room to certain kind of people to just DM me some stupid things and say any kind of thing they want because they feel like, yeah, it is MC now. He's supposed to be friendly. So relating to that, on first thought, I'd just ignore you because I have thick skin. Some things don't get to me, you bob. But if I realize that your DMs keep coming and you keep like trying to get at me with the stupid stuff, I just backlash at you one day and I'll just tell you all the stupidity I've stored up for you because I feel like I've given you enough room, like I've ignored you enough for you to get a signal that, yeah, all the hate stuff you're throwing at me won't work.
So do you sub a lot of people in your tweets or you like to add them?
I've subbed before and I mean, I'm not afraid of adding you, but it really no need. I'd prefer to sub you and talk to myself than mention you on it because, I mean, mentioning you will bring unnecessary attention. I'm not ready for that.
So moving to fun moments. You used to work at Honeysuckle, right?
Yep, I was.
Karaoke Saturdays. That was so fun.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Which moment did you enjoy the most?
Wow, that's hard. No, because there were a lot of fun moments. This is very on the offside, but then the moment I enjoyed most was the starting of the whole evening. Because that is where the first three songs Johnny sings, that is where like actually like pay attention and actually enjoy the whole thing. You get it? So, no, it's not like I don't pay attention, but then with those ones, I'd be occupied doing something. So, you don't exactly pay too much attention to them. But then the first three are the songs, like, they gave me my element. And at the points too, like, you know, I was singing here and there, you know. I mean, those of you who used to come, like, you used to hear me sing Perfect and all of that, you know.
So, Alan, so you have a girlfriend, but then do you have a crush? I know the kind of girls you like. Do you want to tell everybody the kind of girls you like?
Wow, the kind of girls I like.
Are you crushing on anyone?
I like light skinned girls. So obviously crushing every day. You see, the thing is, there are a lot of nice girls around. So yeah, I brush my crushes off very easily. So yeah.
Would you sacrifice a good attitude in a girl for like her face or her body, like physical features?
Is she light skinned?
if she was light skinned, you would.
If she wasn't light skinned, I won't pay attention to her in the first place.
So if she was light skinned, and had a nice body and face, but a smelling attitude.
Smelling attitude. No.
It wouldn't.
Actually, attitude has to be good as well. And there are a lot of girls out there too. So, just one doesn't mean I should just like yeah.
Why MC Neil?
Almost all of you should know the story about MC Neil. Okay, you don't know the story.
No.
Yeah, we're finding. Yeah, no. It was just initially, but then it ended up with Kwame and Johnny. Yeah.
You guys.
So the story is why are you saying it? It's your story. Yeah. So. One day after class, Kwame and another friend, Johnny, we were walking behind one of the classes. And I'm like, yo, I'm taking this thing seriously. So I want a name. I need a name that will push me, that will go around this thing. Then, I don't know. They never seem to bring up smart ideas just yet. I don't know why. But then, we were just mentioning random names. Then we kept going and going and going. Then they were like, your name is Alan, right? And I was like, yeah. Then I'm like, okay. Just switch the name, like turn it from the back to the front. Then it became Nella, but then Nella sounds feminine. So yeah, they were like, okay, let's drop the L at the back, the L and the A at the back. Then it just became MC Neil, and it has stuck on. I actually didn't like it in the beginning, but then it grew on me. I got used to it. Yeah, so I'm fine now. It's actually a nice name. Yeah, so thank you, Kwame and Johnny, for your unneeded help.
What's your next move?
So I have like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say, but then I have a few projects coming up. I have a song coming out. I'll continue with the podcast, and I have like a series of like mixtapes also in the week coming. Yeah.
But that'll be your second song.
Yeah, that's my second song.
To be released.
Yeah. Well.
What about your first song?
It's doing fine on SoundCloud. You were asking me about how the song came about. So, I don't know. I'm sure it was Heartbreak, Fresh Heartbreak. Yeah, because I'm sure that my, I don't know if I should drop names.
Did you write the song?
No, I didn't write the song. But then the other people just wrote the song. They wrote it and...
You said that the song is doing well on SoundCloud, but then you wanted to put it on Apple Music and it was stressing you.
Yeah, the thing with Apple Music is you are supposed to use more, like, if you're not using a record label, you're supposed to use like a third party system. And I was using the third party and the link was still not coming. So then I just decided to like just don't push it too much. Yeah. Maybe at the next one you'd have learned much more on that.
But then how was the reception? Like how did people react?
People were surprised I put out a song, but then they vibe to it actually, because the song is nice. And when you listen to it, you realize that they're actually telling you not to like, not to stress, not to take things too personal when you're dating a girl, because yeah, maybe what you're thinking it is might not be what it is, you both. So yeah, don't just overthink it, just relax.
So who are the next like artists you want to work with? Like who are you going to be working with?
Who do I want to work with? I want to work with Sarkodie. Yeah. I want to work with Darko Vibes. I want to work with La Meme Gang. I want to work with like the hottest people right now. I want to work with Joey B. I want to work with Kwesi Atta, Papi Kojo. But it's all time. So in due time, it will happen. And I believe it will. So it's more time. All of those things will just come together. Yeah.
What you're doing right now, is it permanent? Or you have like different plans for the future?
I have different plans for the future. But yeah, it is permanent because it is a long-term plan I have for this thing. So yeah, 10 years from now, you probably still see me doing it, just in a different setting.
Okay.
Yeah, because maybe I might not be where you think I'd be. So I'd probably be with new people, like doing it in a totally different setting. Maybe running like a radio station in another country, like
okay.
Something.
So you want to be, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Am I not a man already? What do you mean by what do I want to be
what
when
do you
I grow
want
up?
To be? What do you want to be?
I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to be like you.
Who is that?
Where
do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Next 10 years, that's like when I'm still a small boy, so I'll be like, I'll be more than 30. Who said I'll be 31?
You'll be 31.
Why try to say I'm 21 right now? Who said I'm 21? probably with a family, like a very small family. Yeah, like very small. Maybe like just one child.
Wow. Why?
Yeah, that's small. I mean, at that time, no, the rest will come. Okay, but okay, yeah, okay. At that time. You know, I'm racking up some nice stacks of dollars. I'm doing an amazing job. I have an amazing partner. My family is fine. My parents are fine. My mom is fine. My dad is fine. Like, everyone is fine. My family is fine. Yeah. So probably 10 years, I'd be running my own radio station, hopefully making like a nice amount of money as income. Yeah.
And we'll still be celebrating our birthdays together.
Yeah, we'll still celebrate our birthdays together. Yeah. Yeah, Laura and I actually share the same birthday. So, I mean... Yeah.
But
funny
I'm,
enough.
I'm just some years older than him. So, yeah.
So, I thank you guys for coming through. I appreciate all of you coming. It was, I think it was a very short notice, but yeah, all of you showed up and yeah, you played your part. Just give your social media handles finally before we go.
On Instagram, I'm at _Graben_, and Twitter is Graben_X. Graben_X.
How are you? Adjo Bechi. Yeah, the famous Bechi. Bechi.
I'm not.
Bechi. Bad no. Bitch Bechi.
Don't do that. I'm not a bad bitch. So, just follow my social media.
Just follow, what's your Twitter?
Just Bechi.
And your Instagram?
_ Yeah, it's the same with Instagram.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I don't share Twitter because I can't mention my username. Please tell Snapchat to do something about that.
How about you? How are you coming? The last one.
Everywhere, Mr. Jolomisa. That's Mr.
Wait, you know there's actually a story behind this Mr. Jolomisa thing. Tell us a story.
There's
tell
no
us
story.
No, honestly, should I say the story? Okay.
Oh,
so
wait,
this
no,
is how.
Wait,
then
wait,
will you say
wait.
It? Will you say it?
I will say okay, what say I know.
No, no. Say,
listen, no.
Say
listen.
The story. No, say the story. Honestly.
My father always used to call me Mr. Jolomisa.
You are lying. This
I'm
is the story behind it.
No.
Level
wait.
100.
Hey.
This is my brother. This is how we're all here. We're supposed to be learning our own stuff. But then unfortunately, Jolomisa that I know, he was going around. You weren't a Swahili student. But
I do not recall.
You were being a TA
I
for Swahili
recall.
People.
I do
yes.
not recall.
Yes, you were teaching people Russian,
okay,
teaching
fine.
People geography and all of that.
Relax. Wait.
When he meets them, this is the introduction. Hi, I'm Mr. G. That is how the name came about. So say the real story, honestly. Say the real story.
Okay, honestly, for me, every semester, I try to, like, do as many courses as
the
I can.
Why they explain?
Because I like to do... I want to know what they are doing. Because this semester, I'm doing Ghanaian Sign Language.
Bro!
Japanese. Yeah, for real.
Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate all of you coming here on such short notice. This is the first of the series of episodes I'm about to release on my podcast. I appreciate all of you. You can follow my social media. Twitter is MCNL underscore. Instagram is MCNL with a double underscore. Snapchat is just MCNL with MCNL1. Yeah, so I appreciate all of you for listening. Thank you, and I'll see you guys soon.
It's MCNL.